Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerix, what's going on, man? It's Howie.
What's up, big pepper?
We're going to pick you right here, brother. Welcome to Philly.
Hey,
we're excited to get you, man.
Hey, let's go, Philly!
It's going to be fun.
Jerix.
Hey, hold on.
Jerix.
Oh, they have
to. Hold on.
You hear me?
I'm going to Philly.
All right, I don't think you know something. It's been going crazy there. You can't hear me.
Jalex, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Everybody loud right now.
I hear that. You deserve it.
Hold on.
Hey, congrats, man. Go enjoy this moment. I'll talk to you later. Can't wait to get you here.
I got you. Hey, man.
All right.
Hey, Coach, I need the playbook ASAP.
Right, we'll get it to you, man. We can get it to you quick. All right, baby.
And that's how we were introduced to Jalex Hunt, the pass rusher the Eagles selected from Houston Christian University in the third round. All right, probably the most off-the-radar selection they made this entire draft. Hugh, what do you see when you see this guy? Because, you know, when this draft is all said and done, we're excited for Trotz Jr., but he was a later round pick. Obviously, the first two picks with Mitchell and DeJean, we knew them. We talked a lot about them. We didn't mention this kid's name once. That was a fun call calling Howie Big Pimp. But I like the end, too, when he says, I need the playbook. Hugh, when you watch him, what do you see? A Cornell transfer. So he started at Cornell as a safety. He put on a bunch of weight. He eventually moved to Houston Christian University. What do you say?
6'3", 252 pounds, ran like a 4.6 40. And, you know, he's a long kid. I see his ability. Like, he's kind of raw in the pass rush game, no question about that. But I see he has a drop-back ability. So I'm projecting him to be an outside linebacker. I don't know what they're going to run here. It feels like it's going to be a 3-4 when you look at his skill set and things of that nature. Saw him get an interception in one of the games that he played in. Bottom line is this, Joe. I feel like with the way that this defense is going to potentially be with a bunch of young guys out there, he's going to have an opportunity to start. Now, I know it's one of those things that we talked about for the last couple of months about you're not too excited about having young guys play, but you just all of a sudden on this defensive side of the ball, we went from devoid of talent to hope springing eternal with all these young guys back there. Oh, yeah, and another thing that is going in their favor is they have a pretty good coach that's going to coach him up. Like, this is where I've been talking about, been screaming for the last couple of months, coaching matters. And if you're going to have all these young guys on the field, which I project it to be, then you're going to have to coach them up because, like you said, and you've been saying, they're going to make a lot of mistakes. But if they're making mistakes 100 miles an hour and they're making tackles while they're doing that and everything like that, you can live with that, and they're going to get better as the season progresses.
So how about this for you? Because they must have taken this kid on his athleticism, right? They're projecting what he can be. So I saw this. This was really interesting. So his blend of length and explosiveness, it's pretty rare in the NFL draft. So since 2015, there have been 5 edge rushers drafted in the first 2 rounds that have had arms as long as his and have leapt as far as he leapt in them when they measured all the measurables, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
2 of those names on that list Myles Garrett.
I was about to say had to be one.
Myles Garrett and Danielle Hunter are on that list. All of these guys were drafted early in the draft, so he's the latest picked of those guys. So, like, when you have this kind of athleticism at a pass rusher, you're usually taken pretty high.
Yeah, and when you talk about, like I said, he's raw because a lot, like, when I saw some of the rushes that he had in the Senior Bowl or whatever the bowl game he played in, I saw a lot of times he allowed people to get in his body. That's coachable. You can coach that out of him, you know, to keep people at arm's length because he has long arms. So he's going to have, like, to me, I feel like he's going to have an opportunity because they're going to coach these young guys up and they're going to try to play. Would not be surprised, Joe, and we talked about this a little earlier, if there's at least 6 to 7 young guys on this defense.
Yeah, season. And I didn't even count him, right, because it feels like I'm sure if he could play, he'll get on the field a little bit. I don't even know what conference Houston Christian is in.
Me neither.
I didn't even know it was a school, to be honest with you guys, until Friday night when they drafted him.
Me neither.
Southland, maybe? That maybe it's something there. So he was 5.
It's like Central State University.
No, it's a small school, I mean, probably like that.
Sometimes,
yeah,
it works out.
Yeah, it sometimes. And I hope it does for him. Man, you know I'm always pulling for the small school guys.
So
always.
This kid was 5'5" when he started playing high school football. 5 feet 5 inches. So he's grown almost a foot in the last, you know, whatever, 7 years, 8 years That's of his great. Life. And obviously he's put on a lot of weight. I'd say he's the most – 5 years from now when we look back on this draft, I feel like the Jalex Hunt pick might swing the draft, right? Like if they got something here, it's like, whoa, Mitchell and DeJean and Hunt – and then, you know, whatever they get out of the bottom 3 or 4 rounds, and especially Trott Jr. But interesting player. We'll see what Fangio could do with him. I mean, that's part of having Fangio here. Maybe he could turn this guy into something here. 215-592-9495. Let's go back to your phone calls here on Embiid, on the Sixers, Philly's red hot, and, of course, the NFL draft with the Eagles did. Let's go to Rob and Delco. Hey, Rob.
Joe, Hugh, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
I don't know what Mr. Quinn, I think Hugh, did he take some of your gummies before he came in? Because I don't know what he's talking about with MB coming after the fans. Joe, I don't want to hear it, Joe. You know why? And I heard somebody mention this, I think, on the morning show. So let me know if you guys agree with it, okay? The disconnect between ownership and these fans that sat through, what, Joe, a decade of this process and the hard-earned money they spent sitting through, you know, a 10-win team, whatever it was, a 13-win team, seeing guys that you knew were just here just to fill out a roster. And listen, I agree with you. He needs to read the room better. I don't disagree with what Joe Allen said. I'm disappointed, too. But that's not the time and place for it, Joe. It's just not the time and place for it. Because you know what? How big is Josh Hart? What's he like?
Oh, he's 6'4", 6'5". He's not very big.
He's not a big
player. I think they lie. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4", more than 6'5". But you know what he's got, though? He's got that dog in him, Joe. How many rebounds did he have? 17?
17. Yeah, he's listed at 6'4". Maybe he's 6'3". He had 17 rebounds.
That's a lot.
I forget what you said. You were saying some statue. I'm all over the place here. I'm just at a wit's end with this team. You know what I mean? Listen, I didn't go to no games, but I invested my time day after day after day, year after year, watching these guys. And you know what? If you remember what I said before game two, what I want to see happen, and I'm going to remind you, let me know if you guys remember. DiVincenzo, come down the lane early, which he did. Who knocked him on his ass, Joe? It wasn't Joel Embiid. It was Kyle Lowry, if you remember.
Yep.
Kind of swiped him over the top of the head, knocked him a little bit on the side of the head. He was red a little bit. You know, listen, I don't want to hurt nobody, but he sent a message, Joe. He sent a message early. The oldest and smallest guy on the court did. Not Mr. Softy. It ain't Tobias no more because we know he's soft. It's the big man. So when they announce him from now on and they go 7-2 from Kansas, they should have the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do in the background because that's what he is. That or the same old song but with a different beat since you've been gone. You know that song, Hugh? It's the same old song.
All around the world, same song.
I was going to sing it for you, but, you know, it's just a different beat since you've been gone. But he's not gone, Joe. And until he's gone, it's the same thing every year. Because here's my last point. When's he going to be in shape? When, Joe? Listen. Unless he's hurt more than what we know, I don't want to hear it no more. Because you can pay me $150, $200 million. Say what you want about T.O. or say what you want about Antonio Brown. You know what those guys did, Joe? Their bodies were their temples,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, yes.
Their bodies were their temples. And if this big man thought like that, I don't mean to cut you off, but if this big man thought like that, we would have not one, but we'd probably have 2 championships by now. He doesn't have that mentality, Joe, and he never, ever will. Stick your ass in somebody's hip. Get that friggin' rebound. I don't care if you're on one leg or not. I don't want to hear it no more, Joe. Healthy. Get healthy, Joel. Take care of your damn body. Because you know what? They pay me that money. I'm taking care of my damn body. I'll tell you that right now, Hugh. I'm not eating wings like I am right now. You know what I mean?
Well, no, and the hard part is, and the frustrating part is, time's running out. And Rob, we appreciate it. Always appreciate the phone call. This was supposed to be the year he was healthier because he had the surgery. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't have the right answer because obviously he comes off the court, and I recognize they are not good when he comes off the court. But, like, it's the fourth quarter. You're on the court. You got to play better than that.
Yeah,
he
you
just didn't.
You got to kind of step your game up, man. And that's unfortunate that for the last four games that he's been in, like, he's kind of come up short in the fourth quarter. It's not been what you would want from your superstar, what you want from the biggest guy on the court at that time.
Yeah, and it's just really hard to win that way. It's just, no matter how we slice the cake, it's really hard to win. Daryl is up next on WIP. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, how y'all guys doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Daryl.
All right, check this out. I just want to make, like, 3 points. I want to talk about the Eagles, the Sixers, and my little bit of Phillies. The Eagles, man, I had initially said they was how he was gambling and everything, but, like, in his own way, whatever method he used, he pretty much addressed almost every position on that team. He shored it up, man. And I'm really proud. And as far as, like, Jeremiah Trott Jr., man, I know, you know, Hugh and Ike, I know y'all got to be, like, proud uncles, you know what I mean, to have this guy on the team. And all of these picks, pretty much, they all got like chips on his shoulders. They gonna show him, man. And if Bradberry is here after June, I'd really be surprised. I guess y'all might agree with me on that.
Oh yeah, I would. I mean, because they have so many young corners that I just think it's a matter of time till someone takes that spot, and they could release him.
Yeah, and I want to say something about the Sixers, man.
Go for it.
Okay, man. I was. They drew me back in. I'm rocking with the Sixers until I'm dead. You know what I mean? But the thing is, man, it's the difference, man. It just seems like the team is taking. You got two personas. You know, you got two dogs, and you got two personas you can take on. You can be like Scooby Doo, who's supposed to be big, but he's scared of ghosts. Or you could be like Scrappy Doo. He ain't that good, but the dude ain't scared of no ghosts. His heart is in it. You know what I mean? And overall, you know, I mean, Kyle Lowry is like got some Scrappy Doo in it, but the Knicks is more like Scrappy Doo, man. You know, and so like I'm not against what Joel said about the fans, but he should just check that at the door because it just make them seem soft, even acknowledging that BS. You know what I'm saying?
It makes him sound like Scooby-Doo, Daryl.
Yeah,
I agree. He was very Scooby-Doo yesterday.
And you know, yeah, the those Knicks fans being there, I mean, it's like, yeah, you can root for your team, man, but those exemplatives, I mean, you're disrespecting the city like that. Those fans disrespect the city. So if Embiid is angry about that, take that to the next game. You know what I'm saying? And kick some butt. Take that to the next game. Step up. You know, get some rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Do some stuff. Man.
Totally. Darryl, there's a way. Here's the way to fix this. Darryl, we appreciate it. How about shut up the Knicks fans for the next three games? Like, that's still possible. I don't think it's likely. But Joel could do that. He could go to New York tomorrow night, drop 40 and dominate the game, come back here, give whatever Knicks fans make the trip for game six nothing to cheer about, and then go take the series from them in game seven. It's not over yet.
Yeah, it's not over. It's not over, and I still believe that there's an opportunity there. You just have to step up, man. I mean, you have to look. You have to be realistic about where you are and say, you know what, maybe I could do a little bit more in the fourth quarter as opposed to, you know, fading, because that's what people see. So, yeah, it's not over yet. It's not over. And there's a chance to fix all of this and give us an opportunity not to be talking bad about you after the next game.
Here's my way of fixing this for Joel. If he doesn't want Knicks fans to do that again here in Philadelphia, how about do something that Shaq did back in the day? Shaquille O'Neal in his career averaged 33-14 in the NBA Finals. I recognize this is the first round. It's way different. But how about go do that for the next three games? Go average 30. I mean, he's averaging 30-something anyway. Go average 14 rebounds a game. Take the Knicks' energy away by taking the ball away from them, which is what they just keep taking it every time it goes off the glass. Mike at Broomall. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Dude, so Embiid may be the most annoying athlete in our town because he's got all this talent in the world, and every time he comes up short. And it's so annoying. And I'm not going to put all the blame on him because the process was the most annoying thing in the world. The other, Rob from Delco, he took all the words right out of my mouth. We waited so long for all this stuff. We collected all these assets, and then we banked all these assets, and then we pooped the bed, whoever was making the deal at the time, whether it was the Colangelos or Morey or whoever. But the worst one was when you took Mikal Bridges. You traded him 10 minutes after you picked him for a first-round pick and some dude that wore, really bright sneakers, and you traded him for a first-round pick. That first-round pick turned into Tobias Harris. Would you rather have Tobias Harris or Mikal Bridges on this team?
It's not even a question. Right there, I mean, if you presented that to any NBA executive, they'd laugh. Like, who? Of course, Mikal Bridges.
So that right there defines this organization, defines the Joel Embiid era of Sixers basketball. Poor organizational decisions and Joel Embiid shrinking in the playoffs. And it's not just, Joel. It's everybody. I mean, yes, Elton Brand drafted Tyrese Maxey. Elton Brand hasn't made a draft pick probably since whoever they drafted in the second round of the 2020 draft when they drafted Maxey. That was probably his last draft pick. So who'd they draft? Springer. And what'd they do? They traded him. They traded him either A, because he couldn't play, or B, because either Nick Nurse or Doc Rivers didn't want him to play. So they exiled him to whoever they traded him to for what, nothing?
Yeah, it's a sad combination of he's not great enough to overcome their mistakes and they've made too many of them. It's like, and that's then we get the same thing every year.
So, and now this summer, you're going to do, okay, so now you got all this cap room this summer. So what's your plan? You're going to go pay 35-year-old Paul George?
Yes.
Dude, are you kidding? Are you going to go get LeBron? Dude, are you kidding me? You're going to bring LeBron here? I'd rather have Paul George than LeBron. Most people would. I know, Joe, I don't want to hear it right now, but I'm just saying, if you bring Paul, I mean, I watched Paul George play yesterday. He didn't play terrible, but I mean, come on, dude, he's 35 years old. I mean, you got to go get some young Thundercat, Hugh. I love it.
You got to go get somebody
in their 20s. But you can't, because all these guys that are in their 20s, they're going to re-sign for max deals on the teams that drafted them, whether they either A, want to or not, because they're going to, they got to get theirs, because that is what it is. It's just, it's so irritating and it's so frustrating, and they always pick the wrong player.
Always. I mean, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was taken one pick after what they had. I mean, it's always, Mike. And, Mike, we appreciate it. It's a combination of their mistakes, and Joel can't elevate them to past where they are. I'm just letting everybody know that there's a realistic scenario this summer where their only way out of this is LeBron James. I'm just letting you guys ready for this, okay? Paul George probably is going to stay in L.A., and he's probably just going to use the Sixers' leverage. I'm just saying, I know he's old. But we have Tobias Harris. Would you say no to LeBron James? I know someone around here would. He might be their best option. LeBron might be the best option to try to get this thing over the hump.
I would say I hear where you're going, Joe. But over the last couple of days, I guess because you've been talking about it so much, I've been getting the compilation of LeBron James flops during this series. It's a little much, man. LeBron James is still a good player, but man, he's a lot now. Since he's gotten older, he's always been a lot, but now I think it's more profound because he's gotten older. He's a little bit of a diva.
Yeah, he's still good play.
The only person and team that's losing in more embarrassing fashion than the Sixers right now is LeBron and the Lakers.
Well, they're playing the best player in the league. They can't beat him.
They literally can't beat him. I mean, they did just beat him once, but
they lost 12 in a row.
I recognize
all of that.
LeBron is super mad at his teammates, though.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun here. You get mad at Embiid for backing up the bus on his teammates. Let's bring on LeBron.
I will
Can't
take
wait.
Him in yep. a heartbeat. Let's go to Jack in New York. What's up, Jack?
What's going on?
Jack, what's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm sad, but I don't blame, you can blame Embiid for conditioning and getting hurt, but the reality of the situation is I blame Nick Nurse more. Embiid's possibly is one of the best players in the NBA. Every year he's come back better than he was the year before. He had terrible coaching in the beginning of the Sixers, in his Sixers career, and I think he'll come back better next year. I think he just needs to get in crazy shape. If he worked out with LeBron, that would be it. He'd be unstoppable. I think Nick Nurse, you shouldn't be playing him the whole first quarter. The game we won, we didn't play him the whole first quarter. I don't care if he wants to stay in. That's the coach's job, to pull him out, to get him rested so he's good for the fourth. As for rebounding, he's 75%. He's 80%. He's definitely not healthy. That's why he can't block shots and rebound now.
But isn't that the story of every postseason? I mean, no matter what, this is the story. He's out of shape. He can't. He's banged up, right? Or he's coming off of something. Like this year, he's coming off of the recovery from the surgery. Jack, yeah. It just feels like it's the same story every year. We just move the details around.
Well, I agree. This injury, you know, he's injury prone, and that's why I said the thing that he has to do in this offseason is just work out. You know, just full on. If he did like LeBron workouts, he probably wouldn't get injured as much. And also, he shouldn't be playing in the first so much. They need to like space him out. Man. Also, Nick Nurse, listen, I thought he managed that game terribly. He called no timeouts early. If we were up by 10, you saw how sloppy we were getting. We couldn't score like five times down the floor. He doesn't call timeout. He waits till it's a tie game to call timeout. Where was Embiid? I don't even understand where Embiid was playing at the end of that game.
I don't know.
Like
Jack, I don't
side.
Either. Yeah, I mean, sometimes he'll just drift away. Yeah, Jack, I don't know where he was. Jack, we appreciate our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you annoyed with Joel Embiid? Yes, 56%. No, 44%. I'm actually a bit surprised today. Not at the poll question. We haven't hit bingo yet, everyone. We are very close to bingo. We got 4 out of 5 in a couple parts of this bingo board. I think people are tired of making excuses on their own for Joel Embiid. I mean, we've heard some fair points. I don't think Nurse was great yesterday. And, you know, there's obviously Tobias Harris stinks. I mean, everyone but Hugh will say it with their chest. But, like, I think a lot of people are tired of making excuses for this guy. Maybe the tide has finally turned on Joel Embiid, where he didn't. What do you expect from Joel Embiid tomorrow night? Do you expect him to play dominant basketball?
What are you asking me what I hope for?
No, what do you expect?
Well, you asked me what I hope for?
What do you expect?
See, the fact that you don't expect him to play great tells you everything.
What do you expect
from Tobias Harris tomorrow, Hill?
8 to 10 mm-hmm. points.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But that's what I'm... Kyle, you get mad because I'm just being real. Crumble Cookie is going to give you 8 to 10 points.
To call that realistic is the biggest spin job on the planet.
No, it's not a spin realistic job.
You're just avoiding the truth.
No,
dancing around the truth, Hugh.
No, I'm saying... He's going to give you 8 to 10 points.
He's going
to
suck.
I'm not saying that he's not going to suck. I'm just saying, when you look at the box score, he gives you 8 to 10
You're
points.
Dancing around
no,
the
I'm
truth.
Not. I'm just being honest. That's the truth. The truth is, the truth is this. If I was going into battle, mm-hmm. into the game with this team, hey, Tobias, you know what I would say, Tobias? Do what you've been doing. Because that's I can't expect you to do any more than what you've given me.
It's like if Jalen Hurts threw 30 interceptions and we said, well, he consistently gives you one touchdown a game.
It's not the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. You know why?
Let me tell you
why it's not the same thing. It's because I expect more out of Jalen Hurts. Now, this is where I need to help y'all out a little bit. I'm okay with what Tobias Harris has given us. Because he's been giving it to us all year. You see where the disconnect is this. Y'all are expecting something from somebody who has not given you anything all year.
I'm just
starting
to see him on the floor.
Okay, right. But you're mad about that, and I'm not. I'm not mad about it.
Let me tell you what I expected of Joel tomorrow night. Him to run out of gas in the fourth quarter.
It seems like that might be
and
the case.
And that's not championship basketball.
And see, this is how I view it as a former player. Knowing what the narrative is, and the narrative is, now, going into this game, that you're not going to show up in the fourth quarter when you need it. Like, that's the fact. The fact that – go look at the Knicks' Twitter feed. And what did they put up? In the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid in the last four games, two rebounds in the fourth quarter. So, that tells me that they feel like he's not going to show up. Now, if it's me – and the dog that was in me when I played, I need to do everything in
because
my power.
Because you had that dog in you.
To know that I need to be present and accounted for in the fourth quarter.
Unfortunately,
now, that's what I hope that Joel Embiid does.
Me too. But
now, what do I expect?
Yeah, right, because you had dog in you.
Yeah, I mean,
Lowry
I
has a dog in him. Maxie does. The rest of the Sixers
team. You're the best player on the court at any time.
Play like it.
And we about to go home. Like, there's a chance, and it's a good chance we're going home if you
in
don't play
five
like
the
best. 7-2. No, you 7-2.
All right. When we come back here, winners and losers from the NFL draft. Plus, what Cooper DeJean was asked, what question was he asked? Well, he was asked the question. You know which one we're talking about. We're going to let you hear what it sounded like in his response to the question we all wondered about Cooper DeJean. He was already asked about it at his first press conference. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. The road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You could take three-pointers. I will go over tomorrow night for Maxi. Over-under point totals. Give me the under for Joel Embiid tomorrow. First basket scorer. You know what? How about Tobias? Then he will only score two the rest of the game and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.